Cassidy, for GOP to win in 2022, we need folks that agree with Liz Cheney. By Pam Kee on May 9, 2021. Senator Bill Cassidy, RLA, said Sunday on NBC's Meet the Press that if Republicans wanted to win in 2022 and 2024, they need Republicans that agree with Representative Liz Cheney. RY, that former President Donald Trump did not win the 2020 election and was responsible for the deadly riots at the U.S. Capitol on January 6. Cassidy said, "What I found is there's a lot of misinformation out there. When you listen to people, they know you're listening. And you present the other side, you get people who are least neutral but oftentimes, I didn't know that, and they'll agree with you. For example, if I'm asked about voter fraud, I point out that Giuliani, under oath, said there was no fraud. Now, outside the courtroom, he says stop the steal. Inside he says there is no fraud. I point out Sidney Powell in March said that no reasonable person would have believed what she had said. No reasonable person. She's playing people for a sap. Once they hear that, that gives them a gut check. When you go through those facts and others I can list, there's a reconsideration. I'm confident that process will continue." Anchor Chuck Todd said, "You know, Lindsey Graham said he doesn't believe the Republican Party can grow without Donald Trump. This debate is there, right? You can't win with him and can't win without him. Where are you on this?" Cassidy said, "So the policies really worked before COVID hit. We had the best economy we've had in my lifetime. I would argue there are some who still see him as the messenger of that set of policies they felt was incredibly positive for our country. If you look at polls, there's a whole group of folks that agree with Liz Cheney. And so, for us to win in 2022 and 2024, we need everybody. We need those who feel as Liz, those who feel as Lindsey. Ultimately it's about the policies. You see that, Cheney, Cassidy, support those policies. Those policies are a ticket to victory. Those policies bring us back in 2022. Follow Pam Kee on Twitter at PamKeenan.